Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Nevin Maguire with the Board Beer Quality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The quality mark means your food has been produced to the highest Board Beer quality standards, verified at every stage.
Now, and a happy Friday to my friend Nevin.
Good morning.
Good morning, dear heart. How are you?
Welcome back.
Oh, well, thank you.
Great,
well,
to have
it's you. Nice, to, nice to be back with you again. So what have you got for me? What's starting me off?
I've got two recipes, but I wanted to say something, if you don't mind.
Oh, no, no, no.
So this is The Gather Table. It's a cookbook, A Taste of Home.
God, it's a big lump of
book. I know it is. I'm going to hand it over to you. So lots of chefs, bakers, people in the food industry have contributed, including myself, recipes to this. But all the proceeds go to a very, very good cause, the Peter McVerry Trust.
Oh, God bless
them. So it's lovely. So Gather and Gather, a good friend of mine, Mark Anderson, it was his brain wave of an idea to do this. So that's it there, The Gather Table.
Put the cover up now in front of me.
That's it there.
Look at me now, I'll take a picture of you. There you are now, looking lovely and handsome.
You're brilliant.
That's great.
So that's a little copy for you, and I just wanted to give it a little plug. Just for your listeners, you can buy it in any good bookshop, Nine Beans Row. You can go online and buy it there, but all the proceeds.
All for the Peter McVerry Trust.
And you have breakfast, and you have meat, and you have fish, and vegetarian, and desserts. It's a beautiful book, and
beautiful book,
photography.
Beautiful book too.
I'll pass that. That's for you now.
Not
signed
at all.
And all.
You don't have to keep
it. No. I have a copy at home. He's a good guy. But I just love the whole ethos behind it, about that all the proceeds go for such a good cause. And of course, that trust does amazing work.
They do amazing
work within the community.
Barbecue pork chops, the venison, the
beautiful
lemon chicken. I love
what?
Lemon chicken.
Also, do I?
Roman chicken and chips. Sure, I'd love to be neck in Roman chicken and chips.
Of course, sure. You see, the Roman chicken, you'll run.
I will, yeah. So listen, I love
back to what we're doing this morning.
What are you
morning.
Doing today?
So I'm going to do two very simple, lovely recipes. We're going to do a garlic and mustard beef skewers with a creamy chive drizzle.
Oh,
you,
nice.
You love a nice drizzle.
I love a bit of drizzle.
And then the grilled salmon, avocado, and sun-dried tomatoes.
Oh, lovely.
Okay, so we're going to talk about a marinade for beef, pork, chicken, lamb, whatever. A few weeks ago, we were talking about the Vietnamese chicken and the duck. So this is one that works, and it's a wee bit different with lots of meats and fish. A couple of garlic cloves crushed. Rapeseed oil, red wine vinegar, or you can use balsamic, whole grain mustard. I like mustard, I don't love it, but I think it works really well in this. Soya sauce and a little bit of honey for sweetness. So there's a lovely Irish company called Malevan Foods who produce beautiful honey. But whatever's local, Malevan Foods. They're wonderful, and we use them in the restaurant. But whatever honey is local to you, it's fantastic. A little bit of fresh thyme works really well, and a little bit of smoked paprika.
Okay.
We like our spice, don't we?
Yeah,
so you mix this all together, and then what you do is you get a lovely kind of sirloin steak, or a strip loin is what I would use. Trim off the little bit of fat. Don't be using your good fillet, Marty. Don't be.
I know.
It's too lean, too good for this. Strip loin is a lovely kind of a beautiful, juicy cut that is a lovely bit of lots of flavour and has a lovely bit of texture. That's what I want. So you cut it into long little strips, you put it onto skewers, and you put it into this marinade for a couple of hours. Don't leave it overnight. Remember a few weeks ago we were talking about soya sauce will actually dry out meat or fish or that. So just make up the marinade. This will keep in your fridge. Great little thing to have in a Kilner jar or airtight container over the summer period, which is fantastic. Then you put in your little skewers, and you can either barbecue them, you can grill them. I usually kind of pan fry them, to be honest with you. Good hot oil, pan fry the little beef skewers. You can use chicken, you can use turkey, you can use pork, and just make sure they're all Board Beer quality. That's really important. You know the drill.
Absolutely.
Cook them. If it's the beef, you can cook it nice and pink, which is lovely. I like my meat medium rare.
And I don't.
I know you don't. But come here. When we opened the restaurant 35 years ago, it was probably 95% all well done. Now it's definitely changed. Definitely, because all our customers are 99.9% Irish. It's definitely medium rare, medium.
We've
definitely moved on. No, it's nothing wrong with you. Like you
what
like your meat,
then?
What medium well is
medium,
it?
Medium well.
Medium's good.
I just don't like to see the blood.
And a lot of people don't.
Yeah.
So if someone comes to the restaurant and say, "Oh, I don't like, can I have my steak well done?" I said, "Do you mind if we do it medium well? It'll be succulent, which is ticks the box. It'll be moist. It'll be tender, and that's what they want. But there'll be no blood. So that's really important.
Blood,
So once you go down to medium well, medium. You definitely will never go back to well done.
Yeah, I know.
I know what you mean.
My poor mother, God rest her, it was always well done.
I know.
But it was just, that's what you got.
That's it. Take it or leave it.
And as a result, we had to change our teeth monthly. Poor woman. She didn't, it was just because
that be
was,
good to her.
She did
I
just,
know.
Everything was well done.
You know what? Every household, Irish household was like that. Isn't that unbelievable?
I suppose it is, yeah.
So, Marty, that's your little marinade, the beef, and we're going to serve that with some flour wraps, wholemeal flour wraps, or else you can do a flatbread, whatever. It doesn't matter what you serve
with. The wrap is nice.
Yeah, and the key is the marinade. A wrap is lovely, you're right, and then dump a little bit of rocket. Just a little kind of a creamy drizzle. Exactly. So some Greek yogurt, one clove of garlic crushed, a little bit of chopped chives, a little bit of mustard and salt and pepper. You mix that all together and you literally drizzle that over your little skewers and then your flatbreads. And it's a lovely lunch or supper. People tend to eat a lot lighter during the summer.
Yeah, for sure.
You're not doing your roast or your roastier stews.
Yeah.
Or, you know, it's a different way of eating.
No, I like this.
Gorgeous.
I like that.
Yes, tasty.
So you have another one, have you?
I have another one.
Okay.
So salmon is definitely one of the most popular fish, and if you get the organic salmon, so this is just going to be literally grilled on a griddle pan. It's perfect. Or a barbecue you could do.
Probably.
Yeah, a barbecue would be lovely. Now, the salmon is lovely because it's a nice oily fish and a good healthy oil. You could do this with trout, and we've mentioned Goatsbridge Farm, which is a great yes. juice in Kilkenny, Mags Kerwin. So you could definitely do this with some of our lovely trout. So this is going to be done with some avocado and sun-dried tomatoes. You coming back from Italy with the lovely sun-dried tomatoes. Okay, so the salmon is skinless and it's boneless. So it's a little fillet of salmon. You're just going to literally cut that into slices. Go on, you're going to
I'm going to stop you for a second.
Yes, go on, please.
Do you know what I love? tomato sandwich. Do you remember tomato sandwich?
Go on.
No, that's all. Yeah. You mentioned these lovely ripe
sun-dried
tomatoes.
Yes.
But I love the idea of a tomato sandwich. You don't see it anymore.
No, you don't.
It used to be a staple.
You're probably talking about the big juicy tomatoes that you sliced.
Yes.
Any mayonnaise or anything on
all
it?
Oh, the mayonnaise.
Of course, yeah.
Oh, do you know what? Salad cream.
Oh my God, my mother loved that.
Salad cream and tomatoes.
Do you know, I haven't eaten salad cream in years.
Salad cream.
Genuinely.
Heinz salad cream and tomatoes and a pan and a cup of tea.
It's a gorgeous thing.
Isn't Sorry to stop you. In the middle of your grill.
You would be drinking the milk. You'd be having the cup of tea.
But it was just suddenly took me back.
Oh, you're brilliant.
I love tomato sandwiches. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
I talk about tomatoes, you're thinking of a sandwich. I love it.
Yes, yes.
Anyway, so we're going to just literally pan fry or grill or barbecue the salmon, whatever way you want to do it. A little bit, brush with a little bit of oil. Now we're going to talk about the avocados. Make sure they're lovely and ripe. So you peel them, you chop them, mix them with some extra virgin olive oil, some sun-dried tomatoes, and we're using the semi-sun-dried tomatoes. What that means, they're not fully sun-dried. So usually sun-dried tomatoes are dried for about 2 to 3 weeks. These are a little bit lesser. So they're usually marinated in extra virgin olive oil and some herbs, maybe oregano.
Does it say it on the...
No, yeah, it does. It does, okay. Absolutely. The ones that I really like are the full sun-dried tomatoes, which are delicious, and they are from Italy, obviously.
Yes.
I think it's Puglia, down that region where they're famous for their tomatoes, and they're stored next to virgin olive oil, which you must use in the dressing. So chop your tomatoes, your avocado, a little bit of a red onion finely chopped, and then a little bit of lime or lemon juice works really well. Obviously it stops the avocado from discoloring. So this is really simple. You just cook your salmon. This would work well with prawns. Actually the avocado and sun-dried tomato work well with goat's cheese. And then what you do is serve that with some wild rocket. So we're using rocket in the two recipes here, or you can use any mixed salad leaves, and then just literally serve the little kind of, you can call it a salad, that's really not. You just have a little bit of sun-dried tomatoes and avocado with the grilled salmon. It's lovely and light. A little bit of olive oil and your peppery rocket and simple.
Oh, that's lovely.
Tasty. Yeah, you're a fan of salmon, are you, Martin?
I do like salmon. I do, yeah. Grilled salmon with avocado and sun-dried tomatoes. Well, if you don't want to do that, you can have a tomato sandwich. And garlic and mustard, beef skewers with creamy chive drizzle. RT Lyric FM, March in the Morning, that's where the recipes will be. I'm trying to think what we can play.
Go on.
You mentioned something when you were talking about the skewers.
The skewers.
And you mentioned something about the yogurt, the Greek yogurt.
The Greek yogurt.
Zorba the Greek. We play Zorba the Greek.
Brilliant.
You can like a dance.
Fantastic.
The Zorba dance.
You're bouncing for your holidays.
Bouncing for the holidays.
Look at this.
So this is a little Greek moment.
Lovely.
Zorba the Greek for Neville. Have you done Greece yet for your...
No, we'll do it someday, the two of us.
We stop with the we. The we is your imagination and kindness. I'll just sit here and do Zorba the Greek.
Thanks. I'll see you next week, Mark.
Nevin Maguire with the Board B Equality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The Quality Mark means your food has been produced to the highest Board B Equality standards, verified at every stage.